Okay, well, I have the kettle on in the background. If you can hear a rather strange noise, it's not the wind, it's or the sea, it is the kettle. And I'm reliably informed that when it's going full, sort of, you know, going whole hog towards the end, it gets quite loud. But anyway, never mind. I want to get this audio boo done. We're doing the On This Day in History with the Beatles, of course. I'm going to pass you over to my friend.
Oh, that's great. Hello there. Welcome to our little program here. It's only a short one, you know. It's just it's our opportunity, like, to sort of find out, like, what's been going on, basically, with the Beatles, you know, because they're just so great, you know. It's all like the Mersey Sound and the Cavern, and you know what I mean. Like, it's all the good stuff. So let's have a look here. What's been going on this day? It is Thursday, December 9. Like, you know, it's almost the weekend. Can't wait for the weekend. I love the weekend. So on this day, like, in 1961, the Beatles played their first show in the south of London. You know, this is remarkable. This, they were billed with Ivory Jay and the Jaywalkers. Great group, I believe. Though the show was billed as Battle of the Bands, Liverpool v London, you know what I mean. Only 18 people came to the show. That's how good it was, you know, 18 people. But they were, like, dedicated, you know what I mean? So, in 1974, George Harrison, well, he released his first album, didn't he, on his Dark Horse label. It was called Dark Horse. Right, what else happened? 1995, of course, was Free as a Bird. It debuted on a 6-hour... Yeah, come on, 6 hours, like, you know what I mean? It's a long time, isn't it? A 6-hour ABC documentary all about the Beatles. Really cool, you know? It was the first new song in, like, I don't know, 25 years, you know? It's such a long time. Great to have them all back together, you know what I mean? That's it for today, On This Day in History with the Beatles, you know what I mean? More from them tomorrow, obviously. Tomorrow is the 10th. Of December, so let's hope something interesting happened on the 10th in this day in history. Otherwise, I'll just be sitting here sort of talking for ages about all kinds of weird stuff. Okay, ta-ra-la.